And here we are. Perhaps it would be a good idea to turn off every sound system. Turn off the telephone, turn off the computer, turn off the email activity for just an hour someday. Just to think what it is all about. Why am I living? And what do I really want from life? Have any of you taken an hour at any time to consider either of those ideas? And the answer is no, because we have not trained ourselves to do that. And the statements themselves are not difficult. It's just that we make them difficult. Did I say this is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California,
yes,
with the instant integration?
Yes.
I did. Okay, then yeah, you got it twice. So, just think. If we could turn off all of the confusion for just a moment. And I think that happened recently on the East Coast. Earlier this year, they had what they call a blackout. And the grids of the electrical circuits for everything went down. Fortunately, the hospitals have their own special power units. But everything went down. And people had to eat by candlelight and talk to each other at the dinner table, not listen to TV. People didn't listen to, well, they could use their batteries, perhaps, for their music, iPods and what have you. But I imagine during that, how long was it? Several days.
Mm-hmm.
Several days they were down without electricity. Can you imagine being down without electricity for several days? Just think of one item alone in the house that would really suffer, and that's called a refrigerator. How are you going to keep anything cool? And we're used to having things cool. So what they'd have to do is go to the store every day. But how does the store keep it cool? Unless it has a generator in there to operate that. Perhaps they would learn to go on a diet for those days, you know. It's not forever, but the difficult thing about going on a diet like that is you don't know how long it's going to be. It may be 1, 2, 3 days or more. And you say, man, I'm getting hungry. And now, if you chose to go on a diet, you would never feel hungry. But when you're forced to go on a diet, then you feel hungry. Think about these things. If all these sound systems were turned off, imagine not calling your mother-in-law, you know, my goodness. If all these sound systems were turned off, and you had to listen within yourself, how many people would hear themselves perhaps for the first time? You know? How many people would find that there's something beautiful inside of themselves that they had not even heard because of all the racket and all the ruckus that was going on around them? They weren't even hearing that. They had no idea what was going on. Could you tell the difference?
Mm-hmm.
There's no idea what was going on. And because they had no idea what was going on, they didn't realize what they were doing. Now, as I work here with you and ask the question, why am I living and what do I really want from life? Think about that. Why are you living? What do you really want from life? Well, you're living because you want to make trouble. You're living because you want to be an asshole. I mean, you want to be difficult for other people. And you're living because you want to give everybody a hard time. Now, is that correct? Everybody's shaking their head no, and nobody's saying it out loud, but they're shaking their head no. That's right. That's not what we want to do. And the reason for that is that every time we do something, we create ourselves having another problem. And when we create ourselves having another problem, when we try to be mean to somebody else, it always comes back to us in meanness. When we are pleasant to someone else, it always comes back to us as pleasantness. So it would seem that the most beneficial thing we could do would be to be pleasant, to be loving, to be generous, to be happy, to do everything we can to put our life on a positive way. Why am I living? To be happy. And the other question, what do I really want from life? To be happy. I was walking the path this morning, as I tell you every day. And as I was walking, I was thinking, I am happy, I am happy, yes, I am. And just thinking that, and I think, well, why do I have to tell myself I'm happy? And I said, I don't have to tell myself I'm happy. But by mouthing the very words, I am happy, I am putting vibrations into the universe that are mine. I am surrounding this campus with happiness. I'm surrounding all the critters on this campus with happiness, including our pets. I'm surrounding everything with happiness. I'm surrounding my plants with happiness. I'm surrounding the electrical system with happiness. I'm surrounding our wells and our pumps with happiness. I'm surrounding our cars with happiness. I'm surrounding, naturally, the people here with happiness. And every one of you is so happy, you don't know what it means to be unhappy. You don't even know what it means to be sick, to be limited, to have any problems. You don't even know that. You never will know that. Not while I'm saying I'm happy and you're happy and I'm creating you happy. But why don't we do that for ourselves? Wherever we go, we can create the idea, I am happy. Wherever we go, we can create the idea that all is in divine order. All is perfect, all is beautiful, all is good. All we have to do is put the words in motion. And this is what it's all about, putting the words in motion. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to take that responsibility? So far, you haven't done too well, because you are only a little bit happy. Once you start putting the happiness into motion for yourself, you will be so happy. You'll say, my gosh, why did I wait so long? You will have a smile on your face all the time. You'll have joy in your heart all the time. People will just love to be around you. They'll love to associate with you. They'll love to enjoy your company. They'll be happy in your presence, and you'll be happy in them, because you have chosen that as your criteria, as your way of living. No. Is that good? You bet that's good. That's what it's all about. Are you going to be master of your world, or are you going to allow someone else to be master of your world? Now, every time you give anyone permission to make you happy or unhappy, you're letting them be master of your world, whether they make you happy or unhappy. Because if someone can make you happy, they can easily make you unhappy. And if someone can make you unhappy, they can easily make you happy. So, why create that kind of a person in your world? You create a person in your world who is loving, joyful, courteous, kind, beautiful in every way, and there's no, are they going to be happy or not? Are they going to make me happy or not? There's not such a question that even enters your mind, because you are the master, and you have created that as your experience. You don't have to. You don't have to create that as your experience. You can create it quite differently if you wish. You can create unhappiness if you wish, and many people do that. But what happens when you create unhappiness? You create unhappiness only in your world. The rest of the world doesn't even notice you're unhappy. You go around grouchy and unhappy, and you think everybody's, but nobody notices you. They may feel your vibrations when you're nearby, and they look at you and I wonder why he's unhappy, or wonder why she's so unhappy. And then they just go about their life. They don't really care. Nobody cares whether another person is happy or unhappy, whether they're rich or poor, whether they're sick or well. Nobody cares at all, and never will they care. Do you know why that is? Because everybody is number one. And if you're number one, are you going to be looking out at a world that has unhappiness in it? Are you going to be looking out on a world that has abundance in it? You're going to be looking right from your own inner center, and you will see out there what you are inside yourself. And if you are an abundant person inside yourself, you'll see an abundant person out there. If you are not, that's what you'll see out there. It's so simple, so definite, so direct. Now, just who are you, and what do you expect from life? And what do you want to create your world being? Well, that's obvious. All we have to do is objectively look at you and say, oh, she has happy thoughts all the time in her head. Look at, she's such a happy person. She's only happy thoughts. She's fantastic. Or we look at you and say, oh my goodness, he's got an unhappiness about him. He thinks that the world is giving him a tough time. He thinks this, that, and the other thing. And How do we know that? Because that's what you're out picturing. And just as easily, you can change that attitude in an instant, in a snap. You change it from unhappy to happy by saying, I'm happy. Oh, come on now. You got to do more than just that. No, you don't. No, you don't. You just say, I'm happy. And when you say, I'm happy, then it is there. How do you like your house, Heinz?
I love it.
Are you comfortable there?
Yep.
Do you have enough chairs and windows and doors and lamps and blankets and everything? And what do you feel when you walk in that door?
Like home.
You feel at home. You feel at home and you feel at peace, right?
Mm.
Now, what would happen if a whole bunch of people came marching in there and started to have a barbecue in the living room? Heinz's statement is, I would not create that. Because that is my quiet, peaceful home. That is where I am at peace. I don't want any vibrations in there other than mine. Now, Heinz will only be there for a short time, 200 or 300 years. And then and when he moves on to something else, then he'll move on to something else. But we create our vibrations. We create the circumstances in our life, in our room, in our world that are very beautiful for us. So take charge of them. What? Why am I living? What do I really want from life? Well, the answer is whatever you're going after. You look at people out there and you see them doing silly things and you say, oh, what are they going for? You know what they're going for. You look out there and you see beautiful people doing beautiful things. You say, I know what you're going for. The young man walks up to the front door. He has one rose in his hand. One stinking cheap little rose, you know. But what does the rose mean? Even a simple, inexpensive little rose means just as much as a big, expensive rose. My one love. My true love. And he has a young lady come to the door as he's standing there, and she looks at him, and she screams, oh, oh, oh. And he says, what did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? I'm so happy. and he created a beautiful circumstance for himself. Did he know that she was going to accept it? You bet. That's why he bought it. He doesn't go around buying things that won't be accepted. He goes around buying things that will be accepted. And so then the next thing he says, will you marry me? And she says, oh, oh, oh. And he says, is that a yes? And she says, yes. And he said, now look, my brother-in-law is in town, and he's a preacher, and he'll marry us, but he's leaving late this afternoon. So let's run over to the house and get married. Oh, oh, oh. Now, is that yes or no? But what about mom and dad? What about this? Well, let's go get married, and then we'll have a big church wedding if your mom and dad want that. But I kind of think your mom and dad will be perfectly happy with our simple little $2 ceremony and feeling that everything is in divine order. And, of course, the parents will put up a big fuss because that's what they're supposed to do. But they're very pleased. They just saved $20,000. Because that's about what marriages cost nowadays.
I read that too,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. And it's a silly thing. It's a silly thing. But is the young man happy? Stupid, but happy, yes. Mm-hmm. Is the girl happy? She's thrilled and happy. The girl now has a paycheck. The girl now has a home. The girl now has everything. And if the girl is smart, she will go out and use her time. She doesn't have any kids yet. And she'll go out and use her time to do creatively what pleases her. If she always wanted to take piano lessons, she'll take them. If she always wanted to go to art school, she'll go to art school. If she always wanted to learn elocution, she'll learn it. But that's the time to do it when you're first married. You can't afford much else, but you can afford a course at the City College or something like that for $16 a course. And then as you take that course, you learn all those beautiful things. And you're in school, and you're doing great, and your husband's proud of you. But this takes a little bit of imagination. It's asking yourself, why am I living, and what do I want from life? So when you figure out why you're living and what you want for life, the rest of the world will have gone by and paid no attention to you. But if while you're figuring out Why are you living and what do you want from life? You live in a positive, joyful way, you'll find that it'll come to you. It'll just happen in your world because you set the right causes in motion and you did the right thing. My friends, perhaps it's a good idea to turn off the power systems, the telephone, computers, email activities for just an hour, one day, and watch the miracles take place. Kind of exciting, isn't it? I'm very happy with it. And I love you, I love you, I love you.